And speaking of batteries, there is big news, well, kind of big news today from General Motors. It's going to open up a new plant to build battery packs for the Chevy Volt. That's their new rechargeable electric car. That's going to be in Brownstown Township, which is 20 miles southwest of Detroit. It's expected to create a modest number of jobs, about 100 of them. And for details on this, we've got Nick Bunkley on the line. He's from our partner, the New York Times. He's the auto industry reporter there. Also on the line with us is Robert Ficano. He's the Wayne County Executive. Detroit is part of Wayne County. So, Robert, let's start with you. In a county that has lost thousands of jobs, 100 seems kind of like a drop in the bucket. What does this mean for the county?
Well, it's obviously going into a new direction of the technology. It starts with 100 jobs at this point, but that announcement of General Motors just built upon there will be thousands of other jobs because there's other battery companies that are coming into the area as well. One is A123, which is a Massachusetts company. And Vice President Biden was just in here last week, and they announced the Department of Energy grants, which I think, for example, A123 got $250 million, and General Motors got a substantial amount of money, as well as the other OEM, Ford Motor Company, as well as Chrysler, and I think you just had Ford on. So they are definitely going into the new technology field, and this is what GM is doing, is really laying the foundation for it. 100 doesn't sound like much right now, and quite frankly, we see it building into 4,000 and 5,000 jobs, not only with General Motors, but other battery companies that are coming into the area as well.
Okay, Nick, so is that a sign of optimism here? Can we expect that the battery business is going to be big enough that we can see thousands of jobs coming eventually out of this?
Well, it could eventually get there, and I know that's the hope. And I think what this plant does represent is just this indication that the auto industry is moving in that direction, and the potential for what electric vehicles can produce and can do to replace some of the jobs that have been lost in Michigan and other states.
So I assume pretty much every major car company is working on something similar to the Chevy Volt, not just Nissan. Will this plant potentially build batteries for other car companies?
Well, Fritz Henderson, the CEO, was asked that basically yesterday, and it didn't really indicate that was in their plans. At this point, they're just concerned about getting this Volt on the road after hyping it for about 2.5 years. But certainly there's the potential that other battery plants could pop up, and eventually it may not be just one plant for each automaker like that.
So, Robert, this is part of the new push along General Motors and actually all of the big three to become more green. And I know they've been in talks with you and with Michigan Governor Granholm and others around the state in terms of building technology centers and research and development centers. Are there other things kind of in the works having to do with maybe hydrogen?
There's been a number of there's been a big push by Governor Granholm for alternative energy for Michigan to try to take the lead in that. And the battery companies, for example, it really came in nicely with the new grants that were announced by the federal government by the White House last week. But Michigan had a separate incentive program for the battery companies to come in. We're trying to build it around a concept that is known as the Aerotropolis in Wayne County, turning the airport into an economic engine because of the location where we are. And other technology companies are starting to attract. For example, we just had a major announcement of General Electric. They were coming in and putting in a major R&D center. That's going to be about 1,200 jobs, engineers, average salary of about $100,000. They also say that the supplier base to follow them with that development will be about 2,000 additional jobs. That's all going to be around the airport. Magna just announced an auto supplier that they're going to build another plant in Wayne County. That's about 400 jobs, which is going to be a supplier. So I know there's been a lot of challenges and there's been a lot of shedding of jobs. At the same time, because of the airport, and we're trying to copy the same type of concept that they used in Frankfurt, Schiphol, Beijing, and in Dubai to turn that into an economic engine. And we seem to be starting to get some success with that with the companies that are starting to locate around the airport.
Nice work on getting that prop in there. Robert Ficano is the Wayne County executive. I'm sure it must be nice just to have some good news coming out of your county. Also, Nick Bunkley is the New York Times auto industry reporter. Thank you to you both.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.